nowadays it just the connotation,
it's totally different.
You're gonna rub your ass with that? All right. All right, cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most carbonated podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up, Andy?
Did you just think of that as you drank the pop?
Yeah.
Is it a good pop?
It's Pepsi.
Pepsi, the number one brand in colas. Where's our money now? We said it, Pepsi.
Yeah. If you don't want to give us money, maybe the crisp, refreshing taste of Coke does.
Yeah. Awesome. How you doing?
Good.
Nice.
Good. Everything's good. How you doing?
Good. Arkham Knight's pretty awesome.
Is it?
Yeah.
What'd you get it on?
PS4.
Good.
Yeah. Why?
Because the PC version blows.
Yeah. I don't think it's on sale anymore. They took it off Steam, if I remember right.
Yes, they should. It sucks. I saw a lot of things about that.
Did you?
It's amazing.
What were some of them? I didn't know. I just knew it was horrible.
Let me pull up a good list here.
The Batmobile is freaking awesome, and the destructibility of Gotham is insane. Like, your Batmobile can drive through bridges and shit. The fighting's more. I had one fight, I'm pretty sure there was like 50 dudes.
They don't have frame rates above 30 frames per second on the PC version. Right. And I believe they said something like it was locked to 30 because then the Batmobile would be goofy to drive or something like that. Fix low resolution texture bug, improve overall performance and frame rate hitches.
Oh yeah, I remember hearing only like super high end computers could run Batman.
Yeah, add more options to the graphics setting, improve hard drive streaming and hitches, address full screen rendering, improvements on system memory.
Is this a patch or
what their patch is going to be?
Oh, okay.
NVIDIA SLI bug fixes, enabling AMD Crossfire, NVIDIA and AMD updated drivers, fixing a crash that happens when some users are exiting the game, fixing a bug that disabled rain effects, correcting the issue where causing Steam to re-download the game while verifying it.
Oh,
fixed the bug that caused the game to crash while turning off motion blur.
Dude, this game... Sounds like they didn't do a bunch of shit at all.
Yeah, it doesn't even seem like they tried.
Did Rocksteady do the PC or did someone else do it?
I believe Rocksteady.
Oh, man, yeah, they just pushed that shit out the side then.
Yeah.
Well, here you go, guys.
Yeah.
This is what you get. Got a cat yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's awesome. He's soft as shit.
Well, I'll look forward to never coming over again.
That's okay. You don't come over to begin with.
I know. I don't come over to begin with.
So. Problem solved.
I am allergic to cats, though. We do have a cat, but he stays in the basement. It's not our cat.
Where he belongs.
It's my sister's cat.
Is he a cool cat?
He can be. Hmm. Sometimes he's a little standoffish and can be a little mean.
Stop being a prick, cat.
Yeah.
Stop being a prick. Meow. Oh, got my first cat injury.
Oh, cat like injury.
A vampire.
Oh, jeez.
But I picked him up and he was like, yo, what's up? Berm! And then just clawed at the chest.
Ugh.
So I learned my lesson with that.
Yep.
Yeah. Just takes me once.
Tam is not here this week. He is off doing something nerdy.
Oh, really? Sucking just a bag of dirty dicks.
you
said nerdy.
He's got his Yu-Gi-Oh! Nationals thing.
Which... Every time I'm like, Yu-Gi-Oh's for like middle schoolers, man. But like, I don't know, just the age group it feels like Yu-Gi-Oh's like marketed towards. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Tam had his birthday this week, and he only turned 15.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He is pretty young.
Yeah.
All right. So.
As I posted on the Facebook page, Tam turned 15, I turned 25, and you'll be 35 here in August.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Everyone.
We've got generational gaps between us. It's pretty nice.
Three generations.
It's a big, well-rounded podcast.
I remember when oatmeal was first steel cut. It was the wave of the future.
So that's where he's at.
Do you remember selfie sticks? I do.
You could put your phone on the end of them and take a selfie.
It was pretty... A selfie? You don't know what that is? What the hell's wrong with you?
It was a character for Final Fantasy VIII.
Oh, yeah, it was selfie.
Yeah. Selfie before selfies.
It's all brought on by Square.
Yeah.
They made selfies. I learned the other day that twerking was first used in 1901. In the manner that we use it as like a verb.
I've always heard it before as like, I could have sworn I've heard it before as like to mess with something or fix it.
Twerk. Yeah. I'm going to twerk with that. Nowadays it just
it's totally different.
You're gonna rub your ass with that? All right, that's cool. Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Girl, you got to work it.
Speaking of twerking, I beat Fallout New Vegas.
Nice. I beat Fallout 3 like last week, I think.
Nice.
Yeah.
I sided with the NCR, of course.
It is a bitch to side with Caesars, dude.
Is it?
Because the NCR relentlessly hunts you.
I know Caesar sends assassins a lot.
He does, but like the NCR is everywhere in that game because their presence is huge. So anywhere you go, the NCR is like, you try to do one mission, they're like, no. And
man, that sucks.
Yeah, it was a bitch. And I didn't do it on the real mode, or I didn't try it on the real life mode.
Oh, yeah.
Hardcore mode.
Yeah, hardcore. Yeah, I'd fuck that. Game's hard enough on normal.
I did hardcore when I first played the game because I played Fallout 3 right after or right before. So I was like, oh, I'll just swing right into this.
Yeah.
And so I did the hardcore, and it was a bitch.
I'm sure it was. I was tempted to do the independent New Vegas, but I decided to go the NCR route.
Mm. Gotcha. Yeah. Independent New Vegas is fun.
Yeah.
Because everything kills everything.
I made sure to... I really bolstered my numbers, too. I got the Great Comms on my side.
Nice.
And I got the Remnants of the Enclave on my side as well.
Ooh, nice. Nice.
Unfortunately, I had Arcade as my companion. I had him and Edie, or Eddie.
Eddie's awesome.
Yeah.
Eddie's, like, the best companion to have.
I had Arcade and Eddie.
Who's Arcade?
Arcade is the doctor from the Followers of the Apocalypse.
Yep, okay.
But when you do that quest where you get the remnants,
yeah.
I told him like he should fight with the remnants, and so he actually left me.
Oh.
But he had his Enclave power armor, too.
Nice.
And so you see him at the final battle.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
And then who did I... Then I had Raul and Rex with me for a
Rex
while.
Rex is fun.
And then for the final battle, I brought Raul and Edie.
Yeah, Edie is like your one-man army. That thing is crazy. Especially when did you get the upgrade for him? He like disappears for a little bit. Someone finds that they can upgrade him.
No, I never did do the upgrade, but I did. Did you ever do the Lonesome Road expansion?
No.
In the Lonesome Road expansion, you team up with another Eddie robot.
Oh.
And this is the first time I actually called him Eddie. Because I always called him Edie because I didn't really think it looked like Eddie. But you get like voice logs where his creator calls him Eddie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So you can find upgrades in the Divide that like upgrade his like, I don't know, just different things on him. And then when you go back and get the Eddie in New Vegas, you still have those upgrades and you upgrade.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. That's nice. But I didn't get the one you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a random one. You have to be in a certain spot with like a certain item in it, and then you
talk to Edie. I was trying to do that, and it went all goofy for me.
Yeah, it's a glitchy quest, but yeah, it's awesome to get because he's like two hit kills those boat flies.
Yeah, there's two audio logs, and there's like a group of people that can trigger the first one, and then a group of people that can trigger the second one.
Yeah, that's what it
was. Well, here's what happened is I was talking to Mr. House, which by the way, Mr. House was born on my birthday.
Oh!
Yeah, I killed him and I found his obituary. So when he talks about the Brotherhood of Steel, that's supposed to trigger audio log one, which then triggers the quest. So when I talked to him, it triggered the quest, but then when I went outside, Eddie didn't say anything.
Mm.
And then I went to a guy that's supposed to trigger audio log two, and when I talked to him, Eddie finally talked to me, but he only said audio log one.
Huh. You played this on PC, right?
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah.
Have you, dude, I found there's some command line you can put in the options for Fallout.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have texted you where it needs to use two cores instead of four. If you have multiple cores, that's why it crashes so much. Is there's multiple cores, so you tell it to only use two cores. I maybe had a crash after I did that like three times throughout the whole game after I did that. It was great.
I usually had like one crash a night.
I could do whole sittings without it crashing.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Nice. I had to do a console command for where you protect the president.
Oh, really?
You know, that mission, because I actually did it through Mr. House first.
Oh.
And then I decided to go with the NCR. And so I had to do a couple NCR missions, and then it led to that mission. And so Ranger Grant, the guy you had to talk to, was just like standing outside frozen.
Oh.
Because I'd already done it. And I'm like, what the fuck do I do? And then I read it, and they're like, yeah, you have to put in this console command, or you can't complete it with the NCR if you've already done it.
Damn.
Have to. And I've already killed Mr. House by now, so my only option is to go with Yes Man, because my Caesar's Legion infamy at that time was horrible. I had already killed Caesar by then, or as they call him, Kaiser. But I killed the fuck out of him.
I like when you first meet the Kaiser in the game, you go to that like body burning school, and then that Kaiser dude runs up to you, and he's like, yo, bro. Welcome. You're like, oh, okay, cool.
I played all the expansions.
I played all the Fallout 3 expansions.
The expansions for New Vegas, I would say Old World Blues is the best. Followed very closely by Lonesome Road.
My dad played the New Vegas one.
Followed extremely closely by Honest Hearts. And then a major power gap. Followed by Dead Money. Dead Money was not that good.
Really?
Yeah. The concept of it was pretty good, but it was just... fucking sucked.
Yeah. I started dicking around with mods in Fallout 3, and I was like, after I beat it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay, it gets boring really fast once you do mods.
Nice.
Or I guess cheat mods. I was dicking around with cheat mods.
I see. I like how in... Like, what I really liked about Honest Hearts was the, you're in, like, a totally, completely new area that's, like, it's, like, clean.
Ooh.
You're in, like, Mount Zion National Park.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it looks really good.
Nice.
And it's way different than the rest of, like, New Vegas, and it's really cool.
All right. New Vegas was by far the best Fallout.
Yes.
Yeah, I loved New Vegas.
And then, like... Old World Blues was great because it was just so goofy. Like, the think tank is like, go out there and help us with science. And then you go out there and Dr. Mobius is like, you'll never make it past my robo-scorpions. And then there's, like, robotic scorpions and you're shooting them. And, like, the whole premise of it is these guys experimented on you, so they took your brain out, but for some reason you could still function.
Oh, all right.
And they're like, the lobotomite is speaking.
That game also had the best humor, too.
It's so funny. And then there's, like, one of the doctors that you basically just have to breathe for. And she's like, oh, I've never seen a human up close, so can you just breathe for me?
That's the stuff.
And then Lonesome Road, it's courier versus courier.
Ooh,
yeah, nice. You come face-to-face with Courier 6.
Nice.
One of the guys that was supposed to deliver the chip but didn't.
Yeah.
And he, like... He talks about if you do it last, especially. I don't know if you have to do it last, but he talks about all your exploits and all the other.
Oh, really?
Because he's been following you.
Oh,
and so
nice.
Yeah, you can hear a bunch of stories about yourself.
That must have took them a long time to record all that. Then
yeah, you hear a lot of exploits about yourself, and then Dead Money fucking sucks. You have to break into the Sierra Madre Casino, which never opened, and. The thing that kind of sucks about it is your hands are tied, and I get why, because you get, like, abducted, and you have one of those explosive collars around your neck,
damn.
So you have to do what this guy says, but your collar is linked to three other people.
Oh, okay.
And so you have to go find them and convince them, look, we got to break into here, and then devise a plan to break in.
That's pretty cool, actually.
It's a cool premise.
Yeah.
It's just, it's really not that fun. Right. I didn't think so. Kind of a pain in the ass. And what I do really like about it is they talk a lot about greed in that one. Like, oh, everyone's greedy. You have to put these collars on you because you're greedy. You'll take everything out of there. You know, I need you to listen to me. Everyone's greedy. You know, greed, greed, greed. When you make it to the final room, there's 35 gold bars, which makes you over-encumbered by about 1,200 pounds.
Oh, jeez.
And I totally tried. The place starts self-destructing, and I totally tried making it out of there with all 35 gold bars.
I take it you didn't?
No. I was, like, walking very slowly while the thing's, like, exploding around me.
I can do this!
But I did end up taking, like, 5 and sold them for, like, 30 grand.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
Yeah, so.
Did you see that Bethesda accepted the guy that tried to pre-order Fallout 4 with bottle caps?
Yeah, I did see that.
Good on them.
Yeah, that's awesome. They should. I don't know. I didn't read like any official statement, but they should really be like, "We're gonna do this one time."
Yeah,
because could you imagine all the people sending in bottle caps after that?
I'm ready. Pre-order.
I already pre-ordered it.
I have not pre-ordered it. Get on that. And from what I saw, they're out of. Actually, let's get into gaming news.
All right.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News. Hot plate of dick.
I missed him.
Bethesda's not making any more Fallout 4 Pip-Boys.
Oh, thank God I got mine then.
Yeah, so I'm probably going to be screwed.
You could probably find one on eBay for triple the price.
I found people that make them on Etsy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've been making them for a long time. Some are not painted and some are painted. Like, some are just, like, straight up 3D printed.
Oh, nice.
Just, like, but some are painted. It's kind of neat.
Cool. I'm going to totally fucking wear mine and just play the game. Be like, I'm a pip, or I'm a vault survivor. Wow.
Vault boy?
Yeah, I'm a
survivor.
I'm a vault survivor. Ah!
Vault tech experiment.
Apparently, though, the app that you can get for the game, even if you don't have the Pip-Boy, that makes your phone look like a Pip-Boy, mm-hmm. but you can, like, do your inventory on it while you're playing the game.
Oh, you can do your inventory on it?
You can manage your inventory.
Fuck!
Yeah. I was like, damn, that is sweet!
That's awesome.
Have you played Fallout Shelter yet?
I can't.
I thought it was on Android.
Is it on
Android?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they released it on Android.
Did they really release it on Android? Well, let's find out right now.
It is so addicting. And I have it's the free to play aspect is very not in your face. It's fun. It's nice.
Yeah, 2 texts. Okay. I'm going to the Play Store right now.
Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da.
Last thing I had up was password notes.
Oh, all right.
It's notes with a password on them.
Oh. Why do you need that?
Wrote down my bank account information on a note.
Because
you know what's weird? When I first got a bank account, when I like turned 16 and got my first job, I memorized my bank account number.
Did you?
Yeah. Every time I went to deposit, blah, 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 my whole account number. Now, I can't remember my fucking account number for the life of me.
Getting older.
So that's why I got password notes, because I had a little slip in my wallet, but I'm like, if someone takes my wallet, I have my fucking account, like, right there. At least in password notes, I have a password on it.
All
right,
that makes
sense. And I have Prey on my devices, too, so Prey's if my phone ever disappears, I can destroy it.
Take a picture of someone who's ever got your phone.
Yeah. Fallout Shelter.
At least they said there's one coming.
It's not up.
Ah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get your hopes up.
Yeah, you got my hopes up a lot.
It's a good game.
There's knockoffs.
Are there?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Look at this one. Hold on. Let me pull it up.
What's the title?
It's called Fallout Shelter, 3 exclamation points.
Oh, God.
And then look at
they did that in paint.
Yeah, it's like a knockoff Vault Boy in paint.
Oh, that's awesome.
It has 100 downloads.
That is so good. What's the screenshots look like?
It looks like a platformer.
Oh my God, it's basically probably like a Temple Run, but side-scrolling.
Oh my God.
You're going to literally vault over things. Ah!
That'll do it for this episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast. All right. iPhone 6 Plus and other big phones won't fit in the Fallout 4 Special Thank Edition God. Pip-Boy. God damn it, I can't speak.
It's okay. But I got a 5S, so woo!
That's a little unfortunate because As you have seen, my phone has been cracked for like 2 years.
Yeah, like a week after you got the goddamn
Like a week after I got the phone, it cracked. And
I can't believe you still have it.
It's weird. After it cracked, I'm like, I got to get a new phone. I got to get a new phone. And like, it still functions just fine. And so like, I've just put other things ahead of it.
All right.
And so then every time I get close to thinking, oh, it's about phone time, I think, well,
it's still working.
I do need to pre-order that Pip-Boy edition. You know, like, so I just keep spending money ahead of it.
That's fine. I mean, if it does the job and it does what you want it to do.
But I do plan on getting a big phone.
Yeah.
When I get a phone. So.
The Fablets.
Yeah.
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 I like that name now.
But like the Samsung Galaxies and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're nice.
Interested in.
My in-law or my brother-in-law and sister-in-law have the Notes, the Galaxy Notes.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty nice.
Yeah. Those are super nice. Here are the Xbox Live games with gold titles for July.
Ooh.
Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag.
Wasn't that already given away?
I'm
pretty confident that was already given away.
Well, here's one I can guarantee was already given away once. Plants vs. Zombies.
That is shitty. That's a shitty lineup.
Massive Chalice. Just Cause 2.
Oh, okay.
Great fucking game.
Yeah, so, okay, that's a good one.
That's a good game just to fucking play around.
Yep.
I think I've done, like, a mission in that game.
You don't need to do a mission in that game.
Yeah,
you don't have
it's
to.
It's amazing. Castle Storm.
All right, Castle Storm's good.
Mafia 2.
I heard Mafia 2 has an insane story.
Child of Light. What? Gears of War Judgment. I liked Gears of War Judgment. I really liked the multiplayer in that game. And a lot of people look at it as the black sheep of Gears of War. I fucking liked it. Huh, weird. Assassin's Creed Black Flag. No, I'm just kidding. It went back to the first one.
But I remember someone was like, dude, Xbox game is Black Flag this month. And I'm like, oh, that's the best Assassin's Creed. I remember having that conversation. So,
It is definitely the best Assassin's Creed.
Yes, it is.
And I haven't even played Assassin's Creed, and I'm aware of that. I played the first Assassin's Creed for about 30 minutes.
I've actually played all of them, except the French one.
When did the first Assassin's Creed come out? Was that like
it was like a launch. Seven? It was like a launch or a game right after launch for... For those consoles.
Really? Assassin's Creed. 2007.
All right, nice.
So, yeah, about a year after launch.
All right.
I think it was that Christmas, 2007, that I asked my parents for a couple video games, and I was like, oh, yeah, could you get me, like, Mass Effect and Assassin's Creed? And they ended up getting me Mass Effect, Assassin's Creed, in the orange box.
Nice.
And I still feel bad to this day, but I did not like Assassin's Creed or Mass Effect.
Yeah, I played about an hour of Mass Effect. I didn't know.
And
like
so that's it. Like, and I know those are really popular games, but I just feel really bad because like my parents bought it.
Yeah,
I'm like, but I did play the fuck out of the Orange Box.
Yeah, Orange Box was a good deal.
Yeah,
I was playing Red Dead Redemption the other day.
Oh,
yeah, I know. God,
that
yeah.
game's so good. Oh,
well, this is 3 hit. Oh, combo fuck it.
Sperm's the easiest to swallow.
That's okay.
Skyler didn't wish me a happy birthday.
I wonder why. He's on his ship somewhere.
He said something to Tam on his birthday. What the fuck did he say?
Oh, yeah.
It was hilarious. It had nothing to do with his birthday.
Yes, it did. Yeah, it was just completely irrelevant. That was good shit.
I'm going to find this. I should probably look at it from Skyler's page.
Yeah.
There's less shit on Skyler's page. God, maybe I can't find it on Skyler's page.
There's a way to look at friend interactions, but I don't know how to do it.
Hey, let's go to see friendship between him and I. What was the last thing he said to me? Oh, last thing. We only have one post. We've been Facebook friends since January 2011, and there's literally one post between us. And it's me on October 10th, 2014, that just says, happy birth.
But yeah, I did see his comment on Tams. I just don't remember. I laughed at it.
The banner for the friendship between Skylar and I is the picture of the two Gorilla Munch boxes.
Oh, that's good stuff. That is good shit.
Let's go to Andy Myers and see the friendship between us. I wonder what the banner will be.
Hopefully it's good.
It is good. It's the one where you're in the reflection of my sunglasses.
All right, that's pretty cool.
God, we were young.
Tonight.
That was in my old car, dude. I haven't had that car for like 5 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
At the very least, that was in 2010. Early 2010. And I remember that day being warm. So it was 2009 or before, yeah. Friendships here on 3 Hit Combo Podcast.
Friendship goals.
Rocksteady working like crazy to help fix Arkham Knight. We already touched on this a little bit.
They probably are just, I bet they're working like 14, 18 hour days, which really sucks for them.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine WB's like, hey, remember all that money we gave you in time? What the fuck? The console ones are perfect, though. They're absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
I've encountered one audio sync glitch, but that's because the Arkham Knight's the first game I've played where you can play the game while the game's installing in the background.
Oh, yeah?
But I played it too fast to a point where it hadn't installed all the data yet, so the audio sync, like, super fucked it up. Or the install messed up the audio sync.
I just remembered. I was thinking of a game I was able to do that on.
Yeah. Oh, Master Chief Collection?
The Master Chief Collection. You could play the single player while the multiplayer was installing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, the multiplayer apparently never installed.
Oh, good stuff with Master Chief.
Fuck. Let's go to technology news.
Siri, search technology news. It's time for technology news on 3-Hit Combo.
Go yourself.
Ah, censored.
Why did that tell Skylar to fuck off?
God damn it. The internet has come to this push-button pizza ordering.
What?
Net-connected smart buttons from carrier Telefonica let business tempt customers with one-touch instant gratification. Early users are ordering pizza, hailing cabs, and requesting package pickup.
What?
At the press of a button.
That's pretty neat. That seems irrelevant, but that's pretty neat.
I have always wanted to do that Pizza Hut app, and then with like Connect, you can like make your pizza.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. No, bad pizza. Yeah. Good pizza.
All right. So it's pretty interesting. It's similar to Amazon's Dash buttons, which enable one-click ordering of household products.
That's pretty neat. I've used it before, the one-click ordering.
Nice. Interesting.
I used it because I was like, what the hell does this button actually do?
Click. Oh, no, not a million... rolls of toilet paper again.
Hey, still going strong. My 996 rolls.
196 rolls, goddamn.
I want to say I still have like 8 or 9 packages left. Eight or nine, like 6-pack packages.
Good job.
I know.
New Samsung technology is looking to nearly double your phone's battery life.
Nice. That is what cell phones need. Is super, just a lot better battery life.
Very concise.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's Galaxy scientists have developed a lithium ion battery technology that promises much longer lasting power packs. They use a silicone anode, which promises much more capacity than a typical battery, but grow layers of graphene on top to improve the density and longevity that would otherwise suffer.
Did you say grow?
Yeah.
What?
In experiments, they got batteries that were 1.5 to 1.8 times denser than what you would get today.
It's not a big
if your smartphone battery barely makes it 12 hours before giving up, this theoretically would give you 21 hours.
Hey, that'd be neat.
Yeah, that would be neat.
Okay. I figured Tesla will just figure out our battery problem in the world.
This is a big battery that's like tied to your body.
Yeah. Your body is the battery. Plug in.
Right. That could totally work in some instance. Mm-hmm. I mean, your body makes energy for your body.
If it could somehow focus the kinetic energy,
yeah. Get some sort of bio battery. You just need like an alternator for your body. Your fucking car does it. Your car turns kinetic energy into battery energy. Come on.
Put it in the shoes, bro.
Yeah. Engineers just broke the capacity limit for fiber optic transmission.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Let's I'm trying to get to the part of the article where they stop making fucking jokes.
I didn't know you could break fiber optics. I thought it was just unlimited.
Electrical engineers have been keeping pace with the collective internet demand by upping the signal that passes through our fiber optic cables, allowing us to send and receive more data faster. But optical fiber transmission has a certain physical limitation. If you boost the power too much, the beams of laser light that carry data start interfering with one another until eventually a signal degrades and information is lost.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, the understanding of fiber optics.
In experiments performed at UC San Diego's Qualcomm Institute, electrical engineers were able to increase the power of optical signals nearly 20-fold, deciphering the information after it had traveled a record-breaking 7,400 miles.
Dang, that's awesome.
In optical fibers, information is transmitted via carriers that operate across a different range of frequencies. As we beam more laser light through the cables faster, the amount of crosstalk or interference between the carriers goes up. Eventually, we reach a point where the signal becomes so distorted that it can't be decoded on the other end.
Makes sense.
To break that distortion capacity limit, the researchers developed a wideband frequency combs that essentially condition streams of information before they're sent out.
Huh. That's kind of smart.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Science!
Fuck yeah!
Come and change the motherfucking world, yeah.
That's perfect science.
Two rival self-driving cars have a close call in California.
Damn! I was hoping it'd be like two self-driving cars fought each other.
One Sky operated by Google, the other by Delphi Automotive, had a close call in Silicon Valley. It's believed to be the first such incident involving two vehicles specially equipped for automated driving.
Man, I know Google's really pushing that self-driving car. Mm-hmm. Like, they're putting a lot of stuff and time and effort into that.
No collision actually took place.
Ah.
It says right here, as the Delphi vehicle prepared to change lanes, a Google self-driving prototype fitted with similar hardware cut off the Audi. So the Delphi was driving an Audi and Google was driving a Lexus.
That's
what
funny.
A fucking surprise. Forcing it to abort the lane change, the Delphi car took appropriate action.
Oh, that's neat.
Huh.
Self-driving cars are pretty neat, man.
Yeah, that is pretty interesting. It's interesting that because no, like, there was no collision, so the car did the right thing in getting cut off.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, on Google's end, their car cut someone off.
Yeah. Hey, guys, you're going to need to fix that.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine that? Like,
seeing that?
Like, well, like, you're in a self-driving car and it cuts someone off. Oh, yeah. That person gets out to, like, kick your ass. And you're like, I'm not driving.
Dude.
Look, I will help you beat up the computer.
Yeah. Let me shame it. It's okay.
Yeah. All right, Andy, that'll do it for technology.
That's some good tech news.
Yeah, let's go ahead and move into news.
You want the news? You can't handle the news.
Oh, wait, man.
This is news on 3 Hit Combo Podcast.
A guy wakes up from his nap to find a bear nibbling on his ankle.
Like, oh, that's a nice nibble, or hey, I'm eating your ankle.
I guess we'll find out here. A man named Peter Rizzuto had a rude awakening from his afternoon nap last week when a big hairy creature approached him on his deck and began nibbling on his ankle. He believed it to be his neighbor's dog. He started to pet it.
What?
And then realized it wasn't a dog at all. He said, I thought it was a German Shepherd. I started petting it and saying, nice doggy. It then took my ankle but didn't break the skin.
Oh, okay.
Then I saw and looked down at his feet and I saw these big claws. And I realized it was a bear.
That's not a dog.
Happily for Rizzuto, the bear didn't find him tasty.
That's good.
He sort of backed up and looked at me and I looked at him. Then the man went inside and the bear wandered off.
Just silence. Just, I'm going to go inside now.
Yeah.
See ya.
Don't talk about what happened today.
You go your way. I'll go mine. We don't talk about this. Ever. Ever.
They say, fortunately, black bears are generally not aggressive creatures.
Oh, that's good. Let's get a black bear for the podcast. He can just roam around this room.
He can sit in Tam's chair.
So, black bear, what do you think?
All right, cool. On to technology.
They got this animated GIF here that's fucking hilarious. A guy and a bear both come around a corner and see each other, and they both run off. It's so funny.
There's a couple videos of stuff like that.
They're both scared of each other. A runaway saw blade rolls down a highway and slices a truck, narrowly misses the driver.
Oh, my God.
The saw blade is easily bigger than the hood of the car.
That could cut that car in half.
That's some fucking Final Destination shit.
Oh, my God.
Not surprisingly, it wasn't China.
Oh. That could have cut that car in half. Holy crap.
The circular saw blades were 5 feet in diameter.
Jesus. Dude, I probably literally would have pooped my pants if that blade came into my car.
The runaway blade diced about 20 inches through the hood of this man's truck.
Jesus Christ. That's almost 2 feet.
God, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that guy's lucky. Holy crap. Oh, sir, your insurance does not cover flying saw blades?
It doesn't cover saw blades.
God damn. Dude, insurance is the devil. I hate insurance.
Yeah. Insurance sucks.
Fuck you.
Police say a man tried to smuggle weed through security at Newark Liberty Airport. As the following image shows, the green leafy vegetation was artfully concealed.
And by artfully concealed, it was not.
It was concealed in Mary Jane candy.
Oh, did they open them, or is that how they were in the bag? It looked like he just threw a bunch of wrappers and weed in there.
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Dang, but yeah, the picture looks like he just threw Mary Jane wrappers and weed
in there. They were wrapped inside Mary Jane wrappers. Probably the last wrapper you want to use.
That's pretty funny, though.
What do you think's inside here?
Candy?
Chocolate? Oh. We got some teens working on condoms.
Oh, yeah, the STD condoms.
Yeah, a group of British teenage boys have presented an idea for a condom that changes color based on whether its wearer has an STD.
I don't really have any jokes for this. I don't, like, good for them, but, like, why'd these dudes make these? Did one of them just get... I got the clap, Jeremy. We're making these condoms again.
Well, here's what I don't get. Is... The condoms change color if the wearer has an STD.
Yeah.
So if you want to intentionally be deceptive, you would just wear another brand of condom.
Yeah. You know? I think they start off as a bright, like, green or something, though. Or.
Well, the finished product will glow green for chlamydia, yellow for herpes, and blue for syphilis.
How does it know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure it out here.
That's neat. That's crazy that some teens figured that out.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy.
The world we live in, color-changing STD condoms.
Speaking of condoms, and speaking of never using them, Bristol Palin is pregnant again. Isn't that the funniest fucking thing?
Someone posted she charges schools like $17,000 to do abstinence talks.
Oh, my God. She preaches abstinence only, and she has two children.
Out of wedlock.
God.
Yep. Fucking Bristol Palin loves that D.
I will never, no matter how hard I try, be as full of shit as her.
Now remember, kids, abstinence is the way to go. I got to feed my baby, though.
Yeah. Where'd that baby come from?
Oh, that
oh the stork dropped it off.
A Friday night Maker's Mark night.
Oh, God. All right, that will do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast, twitter.com/3-8-combo-PC, email us at 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com, and find us on YouTube, 3-8 Combo Podcast. So, for Andy, this is Matt, signing out. The top of 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 the top of